The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I hate it when we have sparkly, energetic guests and absolutely nothing to talk about. What are we going to do, Jennifer Horn?
We're going to make something up.
Yes! Did you hear that Trump is back on Twitter and Facebook, and now he bought Instagram? Did you hear that?
I love that story. Yes, I love it. And MySpace. He's back on MySpace, too, right?
No, it's called Trumpspace.
Trumpspace. Exactly.
All right, where to begin? All right, let's talk with that. They banned him again. Should we care? Are they just a bunch of fascists? Jennifer Horn's response.
Well, yes, we should care. Yes, they are a bunch of fascists. Are we surprised? I'd ask one more question.
Yeah, why am I laughing? I'm going to just do, what do they call it? The Maoist self-criticism. I'm laughing, but I'm just listening to it. I'm in America. I'm a free man, theoretically, mm-hmm. in America.
Theoretically.
In 2021.
Yeah.
And my good buddy, Jennifer Horn, the host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. And she says, I feel like I'm in a Kurt Vonnegut story. And she said, yeah, they're fascists.
Yeah, they are.
But it's true. And we're in America. How did we get here?
You know, I tweeted something pretty prolific. It's ironic. I think this was yesterday. I said, ironically, social media has killed free speech. And you would think social media should be the place where free speech
yes.
lives and thrives. But it's not. It is just... You know, the reason that you have to giggle, Seb, is because if you don't giggle and laugh, look, everything that's going on is terrible, but it's going to be terrible whether we are optimistic or pessimistic about it. And I will not live in a space
Good.
Where I am going to be pessimistic. So
because you know why? You're not going to win if you are.
You're not going to win if you are. And you know what? It makes no difference. They want to get you down. They want to get you distraught. They want you to give up so that they take over and that they ultimately can declare victory on all of us. So I won't do that. What I will do is every time President Trump sends a release out on his quasi-social media platform that he did yesterday,
Behave.
I will send that and I will share that. And I will do that because the president can't do that right now. So I'll share it for him. And I encourage all of you every single day, sign up, DonaldJTrump.com/desk. Share, because if they won't let his message on there, we can put it out, and they can't stop every single one of us. And look,
stop.
Yes.
Say it again.
DonaldJTrump.com/desk. If former President Trump can't tweet, we can do it for him. That's something, you know, people always come up to me, and I know they do to you as well, and say, I'm so frustrated, and I don't know what to do because I feel like they always win, whoever that they is. Social media, the Democrats, the media, whatever. This is something that you can do today. All you have to do, and it's so easy on that little on the webpage. He puts out a release.
Right.
You can click the button to hit the Facebook or click the button to hit the Twitter. Don't boycott Facebook. Don't boycott Twitter. Instead, inundate it because guess what? They cannot stop all of us. They will try, but they cannot stop all of us. And eventually, the Republicans will win back power. And eventually, maybe we can start to break up big tech, which... It's time. I mean, look, conservatives broke up the railroads when the railroads started to become in control of politics.
Right.
That's what we need to have happen now, that technology is in control of everything. We have to realize and we have to educate people that these are not free speech platforms. So we have to make sure that we're telling that to people so they don't believe everything that they see and hear on Facebook. And then we need to use it to our advantage and share the messages that we want to share as much as possible. And then we try to break up big tech. It's time. It's time for that to happen because they are no longer private businesses. They are operating as utilities. These are how these are devices or these are or corporations. These platforms are used to communicate. Imagine what people would say if your cell phone carrier, where you have Verizon, T-Mobile, whatever you have, if they stopped delivering calls to Trump supporters. People would be going apoplectic, right? Imagine this is the same thing because social media is how people communicate
right.
in 2021. So this argument needs to be made. It needs to be made in a cohesive way. And we have to put all our energy back into whoever it is. We have to start supporting winners. We've got to take the House of Representatives back because that's the first step in getting President Trump or whomever our MAGA candidate is elected in 2024.
Let's talk about that for a second. We'll talk about California momentarily, but let's talk about it because allegedly, the DNC is already working on smear tactics, on opposition research for the potential Biden challengers. And the list, this is from Breitbart.com, our buddy Charlie Spearing, who is the White House correspondent of Breitbart. So here's the list. Nikki Haley, boo.
Yeah.
Ron DeSantis.
Yay.
Mike Lindell and Tucker Carlson.
Well, of course they're I mean, that shouldn't surprise anybody. The Democrats are dirty fighters, and they don't want to give up the control that they have found their way into. But I believe that truth will ultimately prevail. And all of those people that you mentioned have extremely large platforms, and all of those people have track records. And so I don't know. It doesn't worry me that they're digging up Oppo research because look at what they did to President Trump in 2016 and he still managed to win. If
yes.
we can make sure that our elections are secure, then we can move forward.
I thought you just said, look what they did to him in 2020 and he still won. That would have been fun. We could have got canceled.
I got in
on
trouble
YouTube.
Last time I said that.
Which one of those?
Yes, in 2022.
which one of those do you think Sleepy Creepy is most worried about?
Well, look, I think Mike Lindell is wonderful, but I don't know that he's ready to go up the presidency. I think that I think it's Ron DeSantis or Tucker Carlson. Nikki Haley does nothing for me.
You really think Tucker would do it?
No, I don't know. Ron DeSantis is my guy. Look, if it's not Trump, it'll be DeSantis for me at this point.
I like this idea that the president floated, what was it, yesterday or the day before? What about a Trump-DeSantis ticket?
That's what I've been asking for. I mean, I think we even talked about this a couple months ago. That's the one that I think...
That's a bombshell.
It's a bombshell, and someone said to me, oh, just what you need, two white guys from Florida. But this delivers for so
many reasons.
Is
that a friend of yours who said that?
Yeah. But this delivers for so many reasons, a Trump and DeSantis ticket, because I truly believe that there is no DeSantis without Donald Trump.
Correct.
I believe what he says.
Correct.
DeSantis is a great governor, but he had backbone instilled in him, like many MAGA Republicans,
yes.
by President Trump. And he's young. He's my age, for crying out loud, which I like to say is young. And so DeSantis has plenty of time to be a vice presidential person for, you know, he could be a vice president for 4 years and go on to run for president. I think it works out just perfectly.
Let's tie Florida to California. That's neat. That's sharp radio. How about this headline? When I saw this on my rundown from Jeff, I thought it was a typo or someone was taking the mickey. So this is from our good buddy Joel Pollack at Breitbart. Disneyland reopens in California 293 days after Disney World reopened in Florida. Yeah. What America are we living in, Jen?
Seb, I've lived in California my whole life, and I've lived in Southern California. I never thought that I would see a time when Disneyland would close down. It closed down twice in my life. Once for 9/11.
Okay.
For one day.
Okay.
Okay, put that in perspective.
We can allow that. We can allow
one
that.
One day, 9/11, and one day, I think, for the riots back in the 90s. In the mid-90s. Yeah. That's it. I mean, they're open on every holiday, rain or shine. Nothing closes down Disneyland except for Governor Newsom. He can close down Disneyland. And they've been fighting to try to reopen. In fact,
be thousands of employees.
Oh, my gosh. And all of the tourism in Anaheim and in Orange County has been suffering because the restaurants, the hotels, the retail all depend on there being tens of thousands of people in Disney Park. But get this.
What?
Just like California, there has to be an outrage. So they open up, and it's, you know, it's a 15% capacity.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
You can't even pay the bills with 15%.
And not all of the rides are open because you can only have some that are indoor-outdoor based on safety and cleanliness standards.
Because you don't get 6 feet distance in the little teacups, right?
Right, exactly. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, 15% capacity at Disneyland, score, this is the time to go, right? There's no riffraff.
No queues, right.
But I read a story in the LA Times about how there were lines, and I was like, what is this all about? So I started digging around, and now the story has blown up. Apparently, they redid the Snow White ride, like it was the Scary Adventures of Snow White.
Yes.
Now it's the story of Snow White. And the wokeristas, the woke mob, have apparently gone nuts because the way they redid it, they put more emphasis on Prince Charming giving Snow White true love's kiss to wake her up.
You mean like the actual story says?
Right, like the story says. And I think we all survived just fine. Like, I read Snow White, I read all the fairy tales, and some may disagree, but I think I'm pretty much okay. You know,
you're a princess.
It works. But
you're a princess.
You know, we all turned out all right. These people are ticked off because Prince Charming gave her an unconsensual kiss to wake her up. Now, okay, first of all, it's the story. It's a fairy tale. Third of all, from a legal perspective, this guy would have to call like Celino and Barnes if he just passed her by because according to the Good Samaritan rule, I mean, if someone's dying on the street, you got to administer CPR, right?
Oh, no. They've got to die first and then you can get their permission.
Just saying, you're an able-bodied prince, and you walk by a sleeping princess. It's your duty as an American, or whatever
they are,
to wake
them up with a kiss. You can't
vertically challenge
them.
People come after you if you don't.
She's Jennifer Horne. Follow her right now on Twitter at Jennifer Horne, crntalk.com. So much more. Stay on this channel. Relief Factor. Are you in daily pain? Have you found relief nowhere else? Well, I've got an answer for you. Just listen to Reggie from Florida, a regular Relief Factor user. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Powerful words. Find out for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Don't wait any longer. The only thing you've got to lose is the pain. ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. She doesn't need a lasso of truth, and she's waiting for that invisible plane. But in the meantime, she's the host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer, syndicated, crntalk.com as well. Follow her right now, at Jennifer Horne. We bring you breaking news here on America First.
Yeah.
Jeff won't watch any movies from before he was born. How sad is that?
And what was my response? What is wrong with you?
Yeah, I know. What is wrong with you? 1982, that means, Casablanca can't be any good.
No.
What are we going to do with Jeff? Seriously, Jen, do you need a producer?
I have one, but I would never say no to Jeff because he does a great job. So I would try to
but
add to my staff.
But he doesn't like science fiction.
He's a weirdo. I know. It's like I try to get to know him. He's almost like when I fill in here or when I'm talking, I always want to like know, like I try to dig around. So I asked what your favorite movie was, and I think we got Tin Cup, and that was about it, right?
Okay, and did you hear his real cop-out excuse for why, I do like The Godfather, but it was made before I was born. Did you hear his excuse?
Yeah, because he said he likes mob movies, and then he said, I won't watch anything before 82. I'm like, what about The Godfather, like the ultimate mob movie? And he's like, well, I saw Godfather 3. That was when I was born, and I had to see how it all started.
Jeff,
so there was an excuse.
That's not a good excuse.
That's a great excuse for it.
That's like a Clinton excuse.
No, because she came up with the one movie
It depends
that I
on what the definition of when I was
definition
born.
Definition of my
okay,
birth
when
year.
I was born is. All right.
You've got to expand. Broaden those horizons, Jeff, please.
All right. Let's do some movie reviews. The latest movie I want to review with you is the CIA recruiting video.
That was awesome, by the way. That made my whole day. Because you know the terrorists are trembling with the woman who's like...
I mean, you got to laugh again. You got to be happy warrior. But the bad guys are just chortling into their chai. They are literally chortling into their chai right now.
Okay, so I think a couple of thoughts about the CIA video.
Can you go intersectional on us? Can you go, I'm a woman and I can change nappies? Can you do that for us, please?
Well, I had to look up intersectional.
This is exactly what we said. We had Brian Dean Wright from the CIA, former officer, say today. He said, I don't even know what intersectional means.
What does that mean? Like, are you in an intersection? Intersection. And so I, on the air, because we were listening to this on The Morning Answer in Los Angeles, where I host a show, and I'm like, intersectional. I was on with Grant Stinchfield. And so I finally just Googled. I said, what does this mean? And then I read the definition, and I still didn't know what it meant.
Right.
And so then finally I said, you know, we're going to open up the phone lines. If someone can explain this to me, like, I'll give you my undying love. And so someone said it's the
Was it Brent from Los Angeles? I need to know.
Not.
Was it Brent?
But I love Brent. Sometimes I gong him during our Friday free-for-all.
What does that mean?
Well, we have a segment that ends the week. You've got to fill in on a Friday, Seb, because the Friday free-for-all is how we end our weekend. It's how we go to the weekend. Our last segment, open lines.
What do you do?
One thought only. You got to keep it clean, keep it entertaining, keep it pithy like radio Twitter.
Okay.
And so people can do anything. They can complain, compliment, comment, make a suggestion, tell us a joke, whatever it is.
Does it get really racy?
Sometimes it does. We have a few that like to.
What do you think, Shad? What do you think? Is this dangerous territory? What do you think?
For our show, yeah, I think so.
He wants to be in control. Shad
right, but
wants
here,
to be in control.
You have a gong, and so when they go on to, if it goes on a little too long, then you gong them, like the old-fashioned gong show, which Jeff wouldn't know about because it was before his time. But you gong them, and then you send them away. And so sometimes Brent will get the gong, but I love him, and I always tell him that. I do. It hurts me more than it hurts him to gong him.
Okay, so...
I don't know why we were there. So I looked up intersectional.
This. You looked up in the same show. Did somebody call in to explain it?
Yes, multiple people. And so it's multiple boxes. It did, because they said when you have like multiple things that people think can hold you back, that is intersectional. So if you are...
But then she says, I'm not a box ticker.
After she ticked
all the boxes.
Clearly. So she, yes, being intersectional means you are absolutely checking boxes.
Yes.
And then she said she isn't, but she is. She just isn't.
And the idea that she's... Just so many things. Number one, she brags about her mental problems, which when I, you know, joined the USG and I had to get my top secret clearance.
Not your intro.
You know, it's like, yeah, don't talk about that. I mean, you want a clearance?
I'm a real whack job.
Yeah. I'm taking psychotropic drugs right now, so give me a clearance, okay? But the other thing is, I don't know about you. You know, it has been said. I don't know by who. That I have, you know, a pretty robust ego. I'm pretty confident of my own, you know, place in the world. But I've never, ever, ever in front of anybody, especially on a TV ad, spoken about my excellence like she did.
I know. I'm so
good. Who does that, Jennifer?
Like, I'm really amazing. I've overcome.
But she said, my excellence.
I know, my excellence. I know. But this is the definition. And I don't even want to say it's a woke one. This is kind of how millennials are like.
Right. But she's too old. She says she's a millennial. She's 36. What are you talking about?
She's a millennial, though. This is part of the generation. The generation that doesn't want to see movies outside of their own.
It's all right. He's not here. He can't hear you. It's all right.
Let me tell you what I thought of. I thought of my grandfather, who I swear you would have loved. His parents have a lot in common with your parents. Czech Republic. They came here to this country. Better life. Loved being American. My grandfather was born pretty much deaf. I mean, he had a little bit of hearing, but he really had to shout, which is why I'm so loud. Because as a kid growing up, to speak to my grandfather, I had to enunciate.
Right.
He would have never told you that. And I think about him. I called him Bunky. He was the sweetest man. And I can never imagine my grandfather going, hi, I'm Charles Horn. I'm a white male. My parents are immigrants from the Czech Republic, and I'm deaf. I mean, he would have never in a million years given you that story. He would have said, hi, I'm Charles. Nice to meet you. And we would have carried on. Never were we in this mode where we celebrated victimhood. To me, it just feels so wrong. Instead of uplifting people, we celebrate people for being victims. Yeah. I mean, the American spirit.
And not one mention of our enemies or the threats we face. Okay, we've got 90 seconds left with Jennifer Horn. Latest update, Gruesome Newsom's recall. What do we need to know?
We need 4 hours on this. So the candidates are coming out. Caitlyn Jenner is coming into the race. She's released some ads.
As a Republican, right?
As a Republican.
Which is a problem.
Why?
Well, because you want to attract the independents, don't you, to get Newsom out?
Yeah, but I think there might be some room. I don't know. I think what Caitlyn's doing so far is fine. Rick has not gotten in the race yet, Rick Grinnell. But here's the story from this week. John Cox, who ran against Gavin Newsom in 2018, just for the regular governor's race, has started to campaign. And he's campaigning with a bear, Seb. I'm not making this up.
I like
he has
it.
A Kodiak
is it like
bear.
Vlad? Is he riding it bareback? Like,
I'm waiting for it. And in his campaign ad, he's got this grizzly bear sound effect, growling in the background. Now, this is, I think, a bad gimmick. I feel like they're...
But it's California's animal. How
but
cool
it's
is
the
that?
Kodiak bear. It's not like the California bear. Where does the Kodiak bear come from? Like some retired circus?
Oh, that's
is PETA going to get on his tail? Is the bear going to go wrong and rip somebody's face off? I mean, it just feels very risky.
Okay, 30 seconds.
Feels very
is
risky.
Is he going to get recalled?
50-50 in a new poll. Actually 45-45, 10% undecided. So maybe so. Maybe
excited.
The tide is turning.
10% undecided. That's exciting.
That's an opportunity.
Follow her right now. Show this lady some love at Jennifer Horn on Twitter. God bless you, Jennifer. Too much fun. Next, President Trump's former attorney in studio, Jenna Ellis.
Oh, there he is. There's my guy. Good
Thank
job.
You,
How's
President.
Your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank
I
you.
I heard good.
Thank you, Mr. President, indeed. Now, why is Chad playing Illusion? It's just an illusion. Could it possibly be a reference to a certain election last November? Well, that's the topic for the rest of America First today with a very special guest who, you know, are you efficient? Are you an efficient type of person? I highly respect efficient people, especially when they come into my studio for an interview and they're all done. Great interview. I'm walking them out and they say, hey, would you like to be part of something? And I say, what? And she tells me, and I say, yeah. And what happens? I find out I'm on a press release less than 2 weeks later. Let's tell the story. Jenna Ellis, former attorney to the President of the United States. Jenna Ellis, ESQ on Twitter and Instagram. What is the big news of the day?
We are fighting for election integrity. We will not be silenced. We won't be intimidated. So the brand new board that is a national effort is called the Election Integrity Alliance. And the reason alliance is the key word here, because there are so many groups that are conservative, that are focused on election integrity. We know this is the number one issue in America. This is the number one issue moving forward that we have to protect free and fair elections. So the goal of this national board, allies like you, Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas, Bernie Kerik, Peter Navarro, a constitutional law attorney, Mike Ferris, all on the board to make sure that we are getting allies and a coordinated effort to move forward and actually enact real legislative change and also continue litigation efforts.
Okay, so let's get to the nitty-gritty, the Election Integrity Alliance. I love that phrase. We'll talk about why you chose that and not something else like project or program. What is this legally? What is the shape of this entity? And what are you going to be doing? What are we going to be doing? Tell our millions of listeners, what is the mission of the Election Integrity Alliance?
Yes, so we are a C4, so we're an action group. It's a nonprofit, nonpartisan, by the way. This shouldn't be a partisan effort.
Absolutely.
Everyone, I would love, if you're a Democrat that's listening, I'd love for you to join our alliance.
Well, hang on a second. We know that at least 30% of Biden voters think there was election fraud. So Absolutely. Why shouldn't this be bipartisan?
Absolutely. And so this is an effort to build a coalition and a hub of allies to say we are all in for election integrity and to provide resources and support to other allies that are already on the ground. They're doing this effort. A lot of people post November 3rd, of course, the campaign, the Trump campaign was the national effort, but there were so many other groups and organizations that a lot of the American people were a little bit confused who's doing what, where, when, how, why. And so what we want is a one-stop shop to have a scorecard to say, here's what's going on in the eight key states. Here's where we're focusing our resources and support in legislative efforts, litigation, and also training for people who want to go and testify in front of the legislature, lobby, to make sure that our voices are heard and that we, the people, get to select and prefer our leaders, which is our constitutionally protected right, and that the state legislatures understand that they are the ones that have plenary power when it comes to election laws, the enforcement in their states, and specifically the Electoral College. So we have the website is the AmericanGreatnessFund.com. That will go to the Election Integrity Alliance page. The American Greatness Fund is, of course, the C3 that's then providing the C4 support to the alliance.
So let me just reiterate what Jenna just said. This is a national board. I am honored to be one of the board members.
We're so grateful to have you.
But this mission has to be executed, not just, but primarily at the state's level, because the Constitution is clear, Jenna, is it not? It's not the governor. It's not the state secretary. It's not a federal entity. It is the state legislatures that run elections, correct?
Yes, and they're the ones that create the election law, and they have to recognize that when they have delegated their authority to people like the Secretary of State, like election officials, they still are obligated under the Constitution to make sure that the administration of those elections is according to the law that they enacted. And so for the people who are out there who understand this, you're all on board, you want election integrity, recognize that under our federalist system, this isn't one silver bullet. This is not HR1, like what Congress is trying to do. They're
the
federalizing of elections. No, we want, as conservatives, to have the state legislatures follow the Constitution. So this is why the effort isn't going to just be one bill in Congress. This is about making sure that the states understand their role and that they put back in reasonable safeguards. This isn't about voter suppression. It's about making sure that every legal vote counts, is counted fairly, and it's about voter integrity.
We are talking to the new chairman of the board, the National Election Integrity Alliance, under the American Greatness Fund, AmericanGreatnessFund.com, Jenna Ellis, ESQ, on Twitter and on Instagram. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Full disclosure, a member of the National Board for Election Integrity Alliance. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefActor.com studios.
Boom, boom, akalaka, laka, boom.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Mike Lindell, the man in your bathroom cabinet, isn't just a great inventor. He's a patriot. He's a conservative. And that's why they're trying to destroy him. 25 corporations boycotting his MyPillow products because he tells the truth and he never, never gives in. Please support him directly. Go to MyPillow.com. You can buy over 100 amazing products. And Mike will give you, because you're a listener to my show, up to 66% off. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with none other than our good friend, Jenna Ellis, who is now the, I guess she's my new boss. I guess so. Full disclosure, chairman of the board of the Election Integrity Alliance within the American Greatness Fund, AmericanGreatnessFund.com. Follow her at Jenna Ellis, ESQ, on Twitter, on Instagram. So, look, it's just you and me now, okay? You're not listening, are you? All 3 million of you. You were inside the belly. You were in the arena. You were one of the gladiators after the November election. And let me just ask the question, who dropped the ball? As far as I'm concerned, when we know months in advance, that the Democrats, that governors are going to trample all over the Constitution, are going to send out unrequested 80 million mail-in ballots. There's going to be signature verification is going to be canceled in states like Virginia. There's going to be early voting, late voting, you name it. You name it. I would have expected the RNC to go to war months in advance, to have election poll watchers in the voting stations, camped out on army cots for weeks in advance. Can you apportion blame? Is it the RNC? Was it a lack of knowledge or courage amongst the state legislatures in the four battleground states where we saw the voting magically reverse over the period of just one night? Is it possible? Is there an empirical answer as to where to apportion most of the blame if the alliance is going to fix this?
100% on the state legislatures. The Republican-led state legislatures are the entity that our founding fathers, through the Constitution, directly said, you're in charge of this. And you are the final stopgap. If there's any corruption, we can all advocate. Sure, the RNC didn't do its job. Sure, we can say that, you know, Mike Pence should have asked the question back to the state legislatures.
Just ask. Can you verify these results, please?
Right.
So we're asking.
Can you just let us know? And he absolutely could have done that. The hot potato exploded in his hand. But 100% of the blame here are the Republican-led state legislatures in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Georgia.
And have you seen, given that you were there, you were fighting along with, you know, our good buddies, Victoria Tunsing, Joe DiGenova, Rudy Giuliani, was there a pattern? What was it, ignorance, which I find hard to believe that they didn't know they had the constitutional mandate? Or was it just a lack of courage and cowardice?
Well, actually both. So they actually weren't aware that they had this power until we came in and told them.
Unbelievable.
Which is shocking. And then they didn't want anything to do with it. It was the leadership. Because you had a lot of other senators and representatives in each of the states that were all for this. They were the ones that organized the legislative hearings that we went to and testified at.
Right.
But then they, once they understood their role, they wanted nothing to do with it. And the leadership was worried. They didn't get the cover they wanted from the judicial branch. They wanted a mandate from the judicial branch. They wanted the Supreme Court to tell them, you have to look into this so that they could say, hey, not our fault, right? Rather than saying, wow, we actually can do something about this. I would have loved to be on one of those state legislatures to be able to say, thank the Lord that I get to be the one to actually do something about this.
To pick up the ball, right.
Absolutely. They're total rhinos. So what we have to do moving forward, everyone's really upset about 2020. But let me tell you, even though Biden was not fairly elected, he was constitutionally installed, meaning the process of the Electoral College voting, certifying it, and Congress voted with the Electoral College, or the, you know, with this, with the certifications of the delegates. And he took the oath of office. So the only way to get rid of a currently sitting constitutionally appointed president is through impeachment and removal. And if the House were doing its job, there would be articles of impeachment based on this. That's not going to happen. So what we need to do is look at what happened and say, that sucks. We lost that one from our responsibility. We didn't lose it in evidence, but we lost it because of the state legislatures. Now we need to understand moving forward how to make sure it never, ever, ever happens again. So for the people out there who just want President Trump to come back to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, that's not going to happen unless Congress does its job. But we can, through this Election Integrity Alliance, go to those state legislatures and say, you dropped the ball. Now we're going to hold you accountable because you have a year and a half before 2022. You have 3.5 years before 2024.
All right. Well, look, the announcement was made this morning. We're together with you on this. I'm waiting for my marching orders as to what I'm expected to do. But let me run a very brief scenario past you in the last minute we have in this segment. Say the Maricopa County audit turns up the fact that so many ballots were fraudulent that the president would have won in Arizona. What happens then? What does the alliance, what does the Election Integrity Alliance do for the next election? What are the concrete things you're already thinking about, Jenna?
So we have model legislation to require the state legislature to be in session to review the certifications, not the Secretary of State. That's a very simple right. thing to say, hey, we are reclaiming that authority. We have to review this. And there's plenty of time before the delegates go to the Electoral College. There's plenty of time after the election. That's really the most critical piece. And that needs to happen regardless of what the Arizona audit shows. That model legislation has to be passed in all 50 states, by the way, not just these key battleground states. Every state legislature should recognize and want the responsibility that the Constitution delegated to them. Otherwise, get out of the state legislature.
It's brand new, announced this morning. She's the head of it. Perfect choice, the Election Integrity Alliance. I'm one of the board members, along with Commissioner Kerrick and some names you will recognize from this show. Find out more. Follow Jenna at Jenna Ellis ESQ. And then if you want to support this organization, it is under the umbrella of the American Greatness Fund. That's AmericanGreatnessFund.com. Back with Jenna after this message. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Do you suffer from daily pain? I don't care what it is. Shoulder, ankle, hip, you name it. If you do, and you have found relief nowhere, please, I implore you, try this product that has liberated me from my lower back pain that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade, just 2 weeks after I started taking it, and I'm still pain-free more than 2 years later. It's Relief Factor. The 3-week quick starter pack cost a paltry $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. If you order it, it'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do, and I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me and thousands of your fellow Americans, including members of my family and also several guests here, regular guests at the America First radio show. Call 800-500-8384. Order it today. You've waited long enough. You know it makes sense. Just do it now. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
America First. Magnificent.
You know her. She's one of the good guys. Jenna Ellis, former attorney to the president, former senior legal advisor to the Trump campaign, now host of the Just the Truth TV show and the podcast, where tonight she will be unveiling this amazing new initiative, the Election Integrity Alliance, under the auspices of the American Greatness Fund. That's AmericanGreatnessFund.com. Jenna, you read my mind. You said you wanted to talk about something in our last segment in the break, and that's exactly the question I wanted to ask you. They should find out about this. All Americans should be concerned, but what role do they play? If they're not constitutional lawyers, if they're not the former attorney to the president, they still have a correct?
Absolutely. And the role to play is to ally with us. And so if you go to the AmericanGreatnessFund.com and you scroll down, there is on the homepage, there is a sign up to receive updates right here. You can see it on my phone. And the reason this is so important, one of the reasons of the alliance, is that because you don't see coverage of the Arizona audit, you don't right. see coverage of Georgia with its election integrity efforts, or you see it completely manipulated and spun to the leftist narrative. So what you want is to make sure that you're receiving the correct, updated, accurate information about all of these groups like Heritage, like the ACLJ, like so many others, Mark Meadows' new group, America First Legal, Judicial Watch. I mean, all of these people that are doing such a great work. The reason that we are the alliance is to provide a hub to send you updates of what's going on across the country, truthful, factual, so that you are armed with the knowledge of where you can help and you can provide support to these organizations and you can get out the truth rather than the manipulated media narrative. So many people have asked me, Seb, why isn't the Arizona audit being covered? Where do we go for information? This is where you go for information. You can also donate to the American Greatness Fund so that we can support the on-the-ground efforts. And if you are an organization or if you want to ally with us, don't just sign up to receive updates. Actually go and ask to become an ally so that we can list out all of the allies so that everyone who receives updates can go on and see all of the great efforts, like Doug Mastriano, who's a senator out of Pennsylvania, texted me this morning. I'm in. Definitely, because he's running legislation in Pennsylvania on this very effort. So we are happy to have him as an ally. So, for example, all of those things that you can go, the homepage, definitely sign up for updates, become an ally, and then also look at the scorecard. That's the other tab on the website so that you can go to each of these key states and see what are the legislative efforts, the litigation efforts, and other on-the-ground grassroots efforts.
And I'll say this, I will exploit the prerogative of being a new member of the National Board for the Election Integrity Alliance. Don't just educate. Yes, get the information, sign up, educate yourself. But if your state's got an F or a D, take action locally, organize, put the political pressure to bear on the people who have the constitutional mandate.
Run legislation. I will come and testify for you.
In the meantime, I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in.
And stay frosty.